Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. We're talking about overcoming iniquity. We need to understand what it is, how it gets a hold of you, what its destructive effects are, and then how we are to be cleansed from it and how we can walk free from it. Iniquity is perversity. It is a wrongfulness and it is of the heart. Where did it originate from? It originated from Lucifer, whose name now, of course, is Satan the adversary. The Bible says that he was perfect in all his ways when he was created, till iniquity was found in him. Because of the multitude of his iniquity, he was kicked out of heaven, and his name was changed to Satan. It is a mystery. It's a mystery of iniquity. And what iniquity does, it brings forth a wickedness in your heart. It is the effects of one's sins upon yourself. When you sin from your soul realm, and it produces iniquity in your heart. It is from within, and from that will proceed hidden attitudes from within that are of iniquity, that are showing a wrongfulness, a perversity in your life. The Bible talks about how that the iniquity is the secret sins in revealed are going to be revealed through the Word in the light of His countenance. The Bible says that outward men can appear to be righteous, but within, the Bible says, they practice hypocrisy and iniquity from within. Well, God wants us to get free from it, and Jesus is the one who does it. How does iniquity get a hold of us? We talked about this. When we don't put the Word of God first place, when we despise His judgments and despise His Word, won't hear and do it, when we're stubborn, when we're walking in with filthy actions, we're drinking iniquity like water, if our words are not right with God, if we're walking in the ways of sin and we backslide, that's a person who's laden with iniquity. Remember, iniquity is that which is of the heart. And if we have any idolatry in our life, that is producing iniquity as well. Your tongue can be a world of iniquity. And any time you trust in your own way, then that is producing iniquity in your life. Iniquity will be bound up within you, and when your sin is hid, meaning that you're not dealing with sin. As long as you won't deal with the sins in your life, iniquity will be bound in your heart. Well, God's raising up a remnant, Zephaniah 3:13, the remnant that shall not do iniquity. What's the answer? It's what you yield your members to. Romans 6:19 says, if you yield your members to uncleanness and to iniquity, it produces or results in more iniquity. When you yield your member to uncleanness, that's sin. And when you yield it to iniquity, you're already yielding to the wickedness in your heart, and both of those will result in more iniquity in your life. Well, we're going to be set free from it. Of course, we've already talked about the effects of it, and you need to understand that when there was iniquity, the land was defiled. When there was iniquity, death was coming upon the people. When there was iniquity in the city, judgment came upon Sodom. When there was iniquity of Achan, it affected the whole congregation. They did not win their battles. When iniquity was allowed in Eli's house, judgment came on the whole house, not only on his sons. Remember, he did not restrain him from evil. You must restrain your household from walking in the ways of sin, or there will be an effect of iniquity in that house, and you'll be delivered into the hands of the demonic spirits to bring you into captivity. It's important that we're not a worker of iniquity. We've got to realize that iniquity is going to take quite a toll on our life. We saw in Psalms 31:10 that iniquity produces physical and emotional problems within you. Psalm 66:18, if you regard iniquity within your heart, the Lord will not hear your prayers. It's important that we deal with it. And if this iniquity continues, it's going to swell up and be like a great breach that after it increases, it will suddenly break upon you and it will cause much destruction. When the thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, Isaiah 59:7, wasting and destruction is in your paths. It will separate you from the Lord. It will withhold the good things of God from you. And because of the increase of sins, that's what causes the build up of iniquity, and then suddenly things happen. See, this is one of the reasons why something suddenly happens to an individual. And for a while, they're sinning and walking in sin, and you think that God's not seeing what's going on, or you think it's not going to have a toll upon them. Oh, yes, it is. The iniquity buildup is going to burst on them somewhere down the line. In fact, the Bible talks about in the last days in Matthew 24:12, because of iniquity abounding, the love of many shall wax cold. You've got to keep yourself away from the things of this world that would contaminate you. You've got to watch what you hear, watch what you let in your heart. Don't let iniquity abound in your life, or it will contaminate you. Well, we're talking about how to be cleansed from this iniquity. We need to know what God will do. He says He'll pardon our iniquity, Exodus 34. And we know that as we confess our iniquities, and then the mercy of God can be received, He will pardon our iniquity through His mercy, and He will subdue them and remember them no more. Hebrews 8:12, He remembers our sins and iniquities no more. You see, Jesus was sent to bless us. And how did He do it? He went to the cross. He not only bore away our transgressions, but He was bruised for our iniquities as well. Jesus was sent to bless us. In Acts 3:26, it says He was sent to bless us in turning us away from our iniquities. We certainly have to turn away from our iniquities. And we were talking about principles for how to be cleansed from iniquity. Job 13:23 says, "How many are my iniquities? Make me to know them." When we know them, then we can deal with them. They need to be searched out and discovered. Lamentations 2:14 says the prophets did not discover the iniquity to turn away the captivity. That means that when you do discover the iniquity root in your heart, that wickedness, then you'll be able to turn away the captivity as you deal with it. Your heart will convict you of that iniquity in it so that you can return to the Lord, be built up, and put away that iniquity from your life. Praise God. It talks about that in Job 22:23. If you have the fear of the Lord before you, then you'll keep yourself from iniquity. The Bible also talks about in Psalms 119:133, order my steps in the Word, and let not iniquity have dominion over thee. Order your steps in the Word of God. The Word's going to cleanse you. By mercy and truth, iniquities purge. Proverbs 16:7. And as you put the Word of God in your mouth, you're going to see that this iniquity is going to be turned away from you. Speak God's Word. If not, you'll be ministering iniquity into your heart if you speak words contrary to the Word of God. And we've seen some scriptures also in Hosea 14 where it says to return to God. They need to return to Him. Why? Because they had fallen into the iniquity. And boy, when you fall into that, that's going to cause you to be separated from the Lord and not in fellowship with Him. You put those filthy garments on. You've got to turn away from it. Another scripture in Daniel 4:27 says, "You break off thy sins by righteousness and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor." Your works are very important because they show forth a real heart attitude that's following the Lord. And here it says you're going to break off by the sins by righteousness and your iniquities by doing something, by acting on the Word and showing mercy to the poor. In Daniel 9:13 it said how they prayed before the Lord that He might turn away and cleanse those iniquities. They might turn from their iniquities, understand the truth, and be cleansed from it. Praise God. It's important, of course, we got to get the Word of God into us. And as you do, you'll be putting on the garments of God. You'll be renewed in the truth. Zechariah 3:4, take away the filthy garments from him. And he said, "Behold, I've caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment." As you are being clothed with the things of God, putting on the armor of God, the Word of God in you, and then you are going to see the iniquity passed from you. Praise God. In 2 Timothy 2:19, the Bible says that God knows those that are His. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. If you are following the Lord, you need to depart from iniquity so that you can be a vessel of honor, meet for the Master's use. You know, in Titus chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible says, speaking of Jesus, that he would redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. He's redeemed us legally, but experientially we've got to be purified as we deal with sin and the heart attitudes, the iniquity in our heart, to be purified. God wants you purified in your heart. Purify your hearts, you double-minded, the Bible says. Purify your hearts from all the areas of sin. And when you do that, you'll be zealous of good works. You see, this is why your works are important. You know, in Revelation 2 and 3, he says, I know your works. I know your works. I know your works. Why? Because your works are going to show forth what really is in your heart. Your works are going to show forth whether you're really having a heart that's right with God or not. And if your works aren't lining up with his, then it shows that you have iniquity in your heart. God wants you to be set free. In fact, if you have iniquity in your heart, you need to run to the Lord, not only confess that sin, but also deal with that, all the heart attitudes, and start to do what the Word says. And repent, turn from that thing. You've got to repent, and it's got to be a true repentance from the heart, not just going through the motion. Just like when you forgive someone, you can't just go through the motions. You've got to forgive from the heart if it's going to be a genuine forgiveness in your life. There's a scripture in Psalms 103, here in verse 3, where it talks about who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. As the iniquity roots are dealt with you, within you, then you're going to see the healing power of God. The forgiveness, the cleansing of the iniquities is going to be involved in bringing the healing of the sickness and disease. Praise God. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 31, he says that when you remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and you loathe yourself in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations, otherwise you come to the place of repentance. Then he says, in that day, I'll have cleansed you from all your iniquities. And then he says, I'll cause you to dwell on the cities, and the waste shall be builded. Otherwise, God's going to build you up, and he's going to strengthen you and set you free. You can be absolutely cleansed from all iniquities. You've got to deal with the sin. You've got to search out and discover those iniquities. Order the steps in the Word. You've got to turn away. Get rid of those filthy garments. Get the Word of God in your mouth, the Word of God in your heart. Depart from iniquity and be that vessel of honor as you purge yourself from everything that's not of Him. And do the works of God. A person who's truly purified himself from iniquity will be zealous to do the good works of God. Follow these principles and be cleansed from iniquity. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.